Tune into this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, where I show you the brand new File Picker API, enabling you to pick files from a single line of code. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Today, we're looking at the File Picker API, which is a beautiful API that enables you to pick files from the user's device. It's a really great API that can be very useful, specifically if you have some application where you need to attach receipts or diagnostic logs or just about anything at all. I love this API, and it is newer and awesome, so let's check it out. Now, I like to get started in the same place on every single Xamarin Essential API of the Week, which is right in the beautiful docs. When you go to docs.microsoft.com on Xamarin, you'll see Xamarin Essentials. This gives you everything you need. If you already have an existing Xamarin project, you can add Xamarin Essentials to it, or it may already be installed because every single project template for Xamarin has it there with it. But if it doesn't for some reason, take a look at Get Started. But what I really also love is the feature guides. This is every single API inside of Xamarin Essentials that's documented just for you to get started using that API. And we're going to look at the File Picker API. Now, you will note here that different platforms have different requirements based on different setup that might be needed to use that API. It's important to take a look at these different properties, especially when OSs update to new versions, because there may be different requirements there. Here, for example, we can see on Android, there's one requirement for read external storage that needs to be selected, but nothing on iOS or Windows. But always double check the APIs for that. Now, as you scroll down, you'll see some other information, such as how to use the API. Here's one on picking a file. Here's one on specifically allowing only specific file types to be used, and one to even pick multiple files, which is super duper nice. All right, well, let's check it out and get into it with Visual Studio. Here is our App Essentials app that we use for all of our samples. And I have updated Xamarin Essentials to the latest version as of this recording, 1.6. Now, this is the version of Xamarin Essentials in which the File Picker API was added. So if you don't have it, make sure you update Xamarin Essentials. Over here in my Android assembly info, I've added this read external storage permission. You may already have that. There's a few other ones here that are already using this permission. So you may not need to add it if you already have it in there. Now, this is going to be a very, very simple API to use. And the UI, what we're going to do for this sample is simply click a button and then display the file name that is on here. So let's go over to the code behind. The first thing that we'll do is add using Xamarin Essentials. That's going to be our namespace. Or you can, of course, just come in and start typing Xamarin.essentials, and you'll see every single API that's inside of Xamarin Essentials, which is super cool. The one that we're looking for is the File Picker API. Now, I know what I'll need to do is say var file equals and await on this API, because these are asynchronous tasks that are going to go off, do some information, and return back to us asynchronously. Now, there are two APIs here, pick async and pick multiple async, and both of them take in a pick options parameter that we can pass. Let's just start off with no parameters at all. So this will allow us to pick any file from the file picker. There we go. And I'm done with one line of code. All right, well, I mean, it is kind of that easy to go off and go ahead and ask for a file back from the file system, which is nice. Now, I did wrap this in a try-catch because maybe for some reason the permission is denied or the API isn't available on that operating system or something else. You want to try-catch and handle that exception. Now, I always like to make sure that that file was returned, so I'll make sure that it's not null. So if it's null, then we don't have any information. And let's just go ahead and say label info.txt and set it equal to file dot. And we get a lot of information here, the content type. So maybe it's a PNG image or a JSON file, the file name, the file path that's here. And we also have another helper method on here, which is called open read async. And this will actually read the contents of the file into a stream in memory. So you can then copy that file or do other things with it. So let's just put the file name here and call that good. All we need to do is simply add a breakpoint and hit debug. With just one line of code, I am picking files from the file system and getting information on it. And I could optionally go ahead and read that contents too, which would be super nifty. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at our emulator as the application starts up. Here we go. This has been our sample application that has all of our different APIs, and here is the file picker. And I'm going to hit pick file. Now, it is going to ask me if I will give App Essentials, this app, access to photos, media, and files on the device. That's that read external storage information. I'm just reading information, I'm not writing. So I'm going to go ahead and allow that. You can also use the permissions API that would enable you to query that permission ahead of time if you wanted to. Now on this device, I have two different files. I have a monkey photo and a monkey JSON file. So let's go ahead and pick that. I tap on it. And just like that, over here, we get our file information. Here's that it's a stream, it's a JSON file, and here's the full path on disk in the download folder that I have access to. And I can continue, and boom, monkeydata.json. If I go in and pick another image here, we can see that I have a different file result coming back. And this time it is a JPEG coming back of the baboon. And again, it is in the download folder. Now, this is nice because it uses the actual file picker from the device. So you don't have to write any code for that. So users can look at images, recent, different SD cards, anything like that. I've just navigated to the download folder. Now, I also mentioned that there's some other APIs in here for parameters that you can pass in. So if I zoom in on pick async, it takes a pick options. So if I do new pick options here, we will see that pick options has a picker title that I can set and also file types. So this is super nice because it enables me to have a list of file types that are allowed that I could pass in here. And I could say new file type, and this would be a dictionary of device platform to strings. So if you look over at the documentation really quick, what we'll see over here is that you can come in and specify what files you would like for iOS, Android, Windows, Tizen, macOS, anything that you want, whether it's a UT type or specifically here. There's additional file types built in that we'll see here, such as images, PNG, etc. So you can go ahead and specify those specific options if you want to, or just allow your users to pick anything at all. We also showed off in a previous video the media picker that allows you to pick media or pick or take a photo or video. You can also use that API if you only want to pick images. They use the same underlying infrastructure. But this one's really nice because you have now access to everything. But that's going to be it. That is going to be a quick overview of using the File Picker API in Xamarin Essentials to pick files with just a single line of code. I hope that you liked this video and all of the videos in Xamarin Essentials API of the Week, enabling you to really get access to those underlying powerful APIs of the different platforms from shared cross-platform code. Now, don't forget, if you like these videos, that you hit that subscribe button and ding that notification bell so you get updates when every single new episode is released, and hit that thumbs up button as well if you like this video. And if you have any questions, feel free to leave them in the comments below. So until next time, this has been another Xamarin Essential API of the Week. I'm James, and thanks for watching. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.